everyone, and welcome to English for You. I'm Erin.
And I'm Elsie.
So, Elsie, are there a lot of organic, non-packaged foods, or a lot of packaged chemical-based foods in Taiwan?
If we go to the morning market, there are more non-packaged foods. However, if we go to the supermarket, we see more organic packaged foods.
Right. Mm-hmm. It's kind of the same with me in Canada.
Yeah.
And my grandparents used to cook with a lot of natural ingredients from the garden and the farm. And if possible, that's still the case. But it's just so much easier and cheaper to cook with packaged foods now. What about you?
My parents, I don't cook, so my parents don't have their own garden or a farm, so they have to buy ingredients in the supermarket or in the morning market. Most of the time, they choose organic foods.
Okay.
So in today's article, we're going to take a look at a very special market in Taiwan called Naked Market.
Well, why don't we start our article now?
Sure.
Reading.
Be eco-friendly at Naked Market. Taiwan's eco-friendly supermarket, Naked Market, is stripping down for the environment. The shop, located in Taipei, sells naked foods, or those that haven't been packaged. What's more, Naked Market encourages customers to take only exact quantities of the ingredients they need. In this way, the shop hopes to promote a cleaner environment. Naked Market uses a specific system to reduce waste. Rather than being individually wrapped, the shop's food products are stored in upside-down containers. Each container has a lever that allows customers to take an exact quantity of a desired ingredient. The products chosen are then weighed at the counter and given a price. Those available include common Western ingredients, as well as other spices, oils, grains, and baking and dairy products. Naked Market provides not only great food items, but a way for people to be environmentally conscious. This approach to grocery shopping turns a daily task into an easy way to be eco-friendly. The next time you're planning a meal, why don't you check out Naked Market yourself?
So today's article starts out by saying, Taiwan's eco-friendly supermarket, Naked Market, is stripping down for the environment. Now, before we get started on any of the vocabulary, let's take a look at strip down, which is today's shortcut for you.
Shortcut for you.
The total amount you owe for the car is $1,500,002.
What? I thought your company was just putting air in the tires.
Well, we did that. But that was just the start. We ended up changing your lights, putting in a new seat, and stripping down the engine.
You did what to my engine?
To strip something down means to remove parts that aren't necessary to make something simpler.
I get it. To strip something down means 拆卸去除.
That's it.
Well, you know what would have been simpler. Not doing all that and only putting air in my tires.
Okay, so would you like to pay with cash or credit card? So strip something down means to remove whatever is covering another thing, 也就是除去覆盖物的意思。So here we see Naked Market, is stripping down for the environment, it means the market is removing the things that are covering the foods for the environment.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Now, the term eco-friendly means environmentally friendly.
Mm-hmm.
The prefix eco, E-C-O hyphen, is related to the environment. So something that is eco-friendly is not harmful to the environment.
Right.
For example, we could say, to shop in an eco-friendly way, you should bring your own cloth shopping bags with you.
Mm-hmm. That's a nice way.
Mm-hmm.
Eco 当作自首代表是与 environment 环境有关系的。Eco-friendly 也就是对环境友善无坏处的。So how do we shop in an eco-friendly way? We can bring our own bags with us.
Right. Next, the article says, the shop located in Taipei sells naked foods or those that haven't been packaged.
Mm-hmm.
So we see the term naked food here. That doesn't mean that the food is taking its clothes off, but it does mean that the food has had its packaging removed.
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps the packaging is a bag or a box.
Right. Naked 是一个形容词，没有穿衣服的。不过文章中呢，提到的 naked food 绝对不是指裸体的食物，而是未经包装过的食物。The foods that haven't been packaged.
Mm-hmm.
中文呢可以称为naked, 中文可以称 naked food 为裸食。
Now the article goes on by saying,
mm-hmm.
What's more, naked market encourages customers to take only exact quantities of the ingredients they need. Now the phrase what's more is another way of saying also, additionally,
mm-hmm.
or simply that there's more information about the subject. For example, we might say, the police believe that two women are responsible for the accident. What's more, they believe the women are quite young.
Mm-hmm. What's more 放在句首，逗点之后带出除了上述内容之外的事情。我们可以用 also, besides, additionally,or in addition 来代替。So according to the article, besides selling naked foods, naked market also encourages customers to take only exact quantities of the ingredients they need.
Exactly. Now the vocabulary word ingredient, spelled I-N-G-R-E-D-I-E-N-T,
mm-hmm.
ingredient,refers to one of the foods that make up a dish. For example, we could say, I'm going to the market to pick up the ingredients I need for tomorrow's barbecue.
Mm, ingredient, 原料材料。What are the ingredients for barbecue?
Mm, ketchup, mustard, hot dogs, hamburgers.
Meat.
All those things. Yeah, lots of meat. Now the article says, in this way, the shop hopes to promote a cleaner environment.Now, the verb promote,
mm-hmm.
spelled P-R-O-M-O-T-E, promote, means to support or encourage something. For example, some products in this shampoo are supposed to promote hair growth for men who are going bald.
Oh, promote, mm-hmm. 就是提倡促销的意思啦。However, if somebody got a promotion,
mm-hmm.
it means that he or she got a higher position in a company.
Right.
Somebody got a promotion 就是获得升迁、升职的意思。
Mm-hmm. So because the food isn't in packages, it's easier for you to take just the amount of food
mm-hmm.
that you need and not too much. Now, I think that promotes a healthier way of eating and healthier diets too, because you're not making too much food to eat.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Sometimes there's too much amount of food in a package. If we can't finish all of it, the rest only goes to waste,
mm-hmm.
waste, right?
Yep.
So being able to buy the amount of food we need is also good for our environment.
Mm-hmm. Now the next paragraph of today's article starts by saying, Naked Market uses a specific system to reduce waste.Let's find out a little bit more about what this system is. The article says, rather than being individually wrapped,
mm-hmm.
The shop's food products are stored in upside-down containers. Now, all right, there's a lot to look at in that
mm-hmm.
sentence. Now, let's start with the phrase, rather than. Rather than is another way of showing or saying instead of.
Yep.
So instead of one thing happening, for instance, another thing happens. For example, rather than take the busy MRT, Frank decided to hop in a taxi.
Rather than 可以当对的连接词或是介系词哦，代表而不是的意思。我们也可以用 instead of 来代换。
Next, we're going to look at the adverb individually, spelled I-N-D-I-V-I-D-U-A-L-L-Y, individually. Individually means that something is done separately or not in a group.
Mm-hmm.
For example, please collect your exam results individually from the teacher next week.
Individually, 独自地，字尾 ly 去掉的话呢，我们会看到 individual 这个字啊，可以当名词，代表的是个人、个体。I'm an individual and you are an individual. 或者是形容词，个人的、个体的。
Now after that, we see the adjective upside down. Upside down describes something that has its bottom at the top and its top at the bottom.Like that new upside down house at Huashan Park.
Right, the upside down house in Huashan. Upside down 就是上下颠倒的。We may hear inside out pretty often as well, right?
Mm-hmm.
It means the inner surface becomes the outer, like the movie Inside Out. Now, 经济转弯 have you seen it?
I haven't, not yet.
Uh-huh. Or we can say, hey, Aaron, your shirt is inside out.
No, it's not.
衣服穿反了。Oh, no. That was just a joke.
Last but not least in that sentence, we see the noun container, spelled C-O-N-T-A-I-N-E-R, container. A container is something that is used to hold things, such as a box, a bag, or a bottle. For example, we might say, use these containers to put the paints in. That way, we won't make a big mess.
Container 是容器的意思，字尾 er 去掉 ，contain 是动词，装有，包含某物。Like in our example sentence, these containers contain paints.
Right. Okay, so now we know that all of those naked foods are in upside down containers.
Mm-hmm.
But how do we get them out? Let's check the article and see. The article says...Each container has a lever that allows customers to take an exact quantity of a desired ingredient.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So the noun lever gives us our answer. A lever is a stick or handle on a machine. You move that lever to make the machine do something. For example, we could say, when you pull this lever, this part of the machine opens and closes.
Lever 就是控制杆手柄的意思啦。It is very convenient for customers to buy the naked foods. We simply need to move the lever and the ingredients will come out.
Mm-hmm. So you've pulled the lever for the container and you've taken out the quantity or amount of food that you want. What do you do next though? Let's find out. The article says, the products chosen are then weighed at the counter and given a price.The noun counter is the place in a shop where you pay for things that you're buying. For example, once you've tried the dress on, you can pay for it at the counter.
Counter 是柜台结账处。What about cashier? Is it the same thing?
Or a person
that takes your money?
Right. The cashier is the person that takes your money at the counter.
Cashier 呢就是结账员的意思。
Now, the article continues by telling us more about the products you can buy at Naked Market. It says, those available include common Western ingredients as well as other spices, oils, grains, and baking and dairy products. So, Naked Market's got Western ingredients as well as other ingredients.The phrase as well as is another way of saying additionally or also. For example, I'd like to order 2 burgers as well as fries and drinks, please.
As well as, 连头 had. 但注意哦，当我们用 A as well as B 的时候呢 ，A 是主角 ，B 是配角，也就是 A 比较重要。
Now the vocabulary word grain, spelled G-R-A-I-N, grain is a noun. A grain is the seed of a crop such as wheat, rice, or corn. These grains can be used as food. For example, these bags of grain are used to feed the chickens on our farm.
Grain, 谷物 like wheat, 小麦 rice, 稻米 corn, 玉米这些都是 grains.
Now, the noun dairy here talks about dairy products or types of food that are made from milk. These could include milk, cheese, yogurt, and butter. For example, Tina is allergic to dairy, so please don't put cheese on her sandwich.
Dairy, 乳制的。Dairy products, 乳制品,包括 cheese, yogurt, butter, 奶油等等都是 dairy products.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So that's quite a lot of ingredients. Now the Western ingredients would be a nice treat for me.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I could buy my baking ingredients there.
And you can buy the exact amount that you want.
Mm-hmm. Now the third paragraph of today's article begins by saying...Naked Market provides not only great food items,
mm-hmm.
but a way for people to be environmentally conscious. Now, the vocabulary word conscious, spelled C-O-N-S-C-I-O-U-S, is an adjective, and it means you're thinking a lot about something or that you're concerned mm-hmm. about something. For example, are you politically conscious?Yes, I'm always reading more about my country's government.
Conscious, 意识到的,有知觉的, environmentally conscious, 对环境有意识的。So if you are environmentally conscious, you know what is good for the environment and what is not.
Yeah. The article then says, this approach to grocery shopping turns a daily task into an easy way to be eco-friendly. Now the noun approach, spelled A-P-P-R-O-A-C-H, is a method or a way of dealing with a problem. For example, mm-hmm. I'm having a hard time learning English by just memorizing words, so I'm going to try a different approach.
A different way, right?
Yes.
Approach 就是方法的意思啦。An approach to something, 做某事的方式。
Now the phrase turn A into B means to change something into something else. For example, our trip to Singapore was supposed to be a nice relaxing holiday, but the terrible hotel turned it into a stressful nightmare.
Ooh, turn A into B 等于 change A into B, 将 A 转变为 B.
So you're not just doing a simple daily task,
mm-hmm.
you're actually turning it into a healthy task that's also good for the environment.
Yeah.
Now that brings us to our last sentence. It says, the next time you're planning a meal, why don't you check out Naked Market yourself? Or go to see it and find out what it's like.
Yes.
Unfortunately, that's all the time we have
mm-hmm.
for our article today, so let's get to our For You Chat.
For You Chat.
So today's For You Chat question is, what are some things mm-hmm. you always buy too few of or too many of? And why do you need a smaller or a larger quantity of these items?
Sometimes when I go to the supermarket, I would like to buy some green beans or red beans.
Mm-hmm.
But they're all in packages.
Right.
So if I don't need that many,
the rest just goes in the garbage.
Yeah, I think it's a waste of the food.
Yeah, that happens to me too. When I buy too many vegetables, because I live alone, if all of the vegetables are in packages,
mm-hmm.
I might not use them all. I can't cook every day.
Yeah.
So sometimes they just go bad. But...I also buy too much candy sometimes.
Candies!、Mm-hmm. I like candies.
I have a sweet tooth, and、mm-hmm. it's not very good for me, so I
need to
buy...
So you need to watch out!
Yeah, I need to buy a little bit less candy、
yeah.
when I do go to the candy store.
Mm-hmm.
But what about you guys? How about you guys discuss with your friends
mm-hmm.
and figure out your answers?
Yeah.
Unfortunately, that's it for us today. So for English for You, I'm Erin.
I'm Elsie. Goodbye!
Bye-bye!
Be eco-friendly at Naked Market. Taiwan's eco-friendly supermarket, Naked Market, is stripping down for the environment. The shop, located in Taipei, sells naked foods, or those that haven't been packaged. What's more, Naked Market encourages customers to take only exact quantities of the ingredients they need.In this way, the shop hopes to promote a cleaner environment. Naked Market uses a specific system to reduce waste. Rather than being individually wrapped, the shop's food products are stored in upside-down containers. Each container has a lever that allows customers to take an exact quantity of a desired ingredient.The products chosen are then weighed at the counter and given a price. Those available include common Western ingredients, as well as other spices, oils, grains, and baking and dairy products. Naked Market provides not only great food items, but a way for people to be environmentally conscious. This approach to grocery shopping turns a daily task into an easy way to be eco-friendly. The next time you're planning a meal, why don't you check out Naked Market yourself?
Vocabulary Review. Promote. The school nurse promotes healthy lunches for students. Individually. These cheese slices are individually wrapped, so it's easy to grab one at a time. Grain. This farmer mostly grows grains, such as rice and corn. Dairy. Jeremy doesn't want any ice cream because dairy products upset his stomach. Conscious. If you want to save money, you should be more conscious of your spending habits. Approach. Marie took a different approach to the problem and came up with a creative solution.